哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家安息日平安。
Hallelujah, peace be to all brothers and sisters.
我们感谢主耶稣的恩典，带领我们平安的度过了过去的这一年。
We thank the grace of God that we have all peacefully gone through this past year.
并且能够引领我们在这个新年的第一个安息日，能够在这里一同来聚会。敬拜我们的神。
And that on this first Sabbath of the year, we can all come to the church to worship Him.
也愿主耶稣的恩惠平安能够继续的不断施恩，引领我们每一个人的脚步。
And may the grace and peace of God continue to guide our footsteps.
每一个新年都是一个新的期盼，一个新的开始。
Every new year is a new start.
所以很多人在新年都会有新的目标、新的志向。跟新的希望拥有的未来。
And that is why many people during the first of the year make New Year's resolutions and have a new hope for the year.
或许在过去的一年当中有一些令你难过、令你失望的事。
Maybe in the past year there were things that happened that made you sorrowful.
或许在过去的一年当中有一些你想努力但是却没有达到的目标。
Or perhaps you had some goals last year that you weren't able to achieve.
但是时间从来不会等待任何的人。
But time doesn't wait for anyone.
过去的就永远没有了。
The past is gone.
所以一个人不断地回头去想过去，活在后悔当中是没有用的。
And so a person living in regret is useless.
因为他不会改变任何的事实。
Because remembering our regrets will not change the fact of today.
但是虽然过去不在我们的掌握。
Although we cannot hold on to the past.
但是我们还可以努力现在来得着更美的未来。
But today we can seek after a better future.
所以求主耶稣能够施恩祝福我们每一个人。
And so we ask God to give us grace and bless us.
让我们能够把握现在，能够得到更美的未来。
So that we can hold on to today and have a better future.
我们今天就从圣经当中来看一段神所赐福的神所赐福的人生。
So today we're going to read about a passage of blessing.
是神应许要从岁首直到年终都要看顾你的生命。
It is a promise that the Lord will protect us from the beginning of the year to the end.
我们来看生命记的第十一章。
Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 11.
生命记的第十一章。
Deuteronomy 11.
十一章的第十节。
Verse 10.
生命记的十一章第十节
Deuteronomy 11:10
你要进去得为业的那地本不像你出来的埃及地你在那里撒种用脚浇灌像浇灌菜园一样十一节
11.
你们要过去得为业的那地乃是有山有谷雨水滋润之地十二节
12.
是主你的神所眷顾的从岁首直到年终主你的神眼目时常看顾那地在这里是以色列人离开了埃及朝着应许之地前进的过程
Here it talks about the passage of the Israelites from Egypt to the promised land
在这辛苦了四十年之后他们已经将近他们的旅程的终点
They toiled for 40 years and came to their destination.
所以在这里，摩西在离开百姓以先。
And before Moses left the Israelites.
摩西留下了生命记，就是给百姓的劝诫、鼓励，还有对未来的期许。
He left them the book of Deuteronomy, which is a book of promise.
在这里，摩西特别讲到说，神所要赐给你的美地。跟埃及地是不一样的。
Here Moses tells them that the promised wonderful land is different from the land of Egypt.
是神眼目所眷顾，是神所喜爱的地。
It is a land for which the Lord your God cares. The eyes of the Lord are always on it.
我们都希望我们的人生，我们的家庭，如同神的园子一般。
We all want our lives and our families to be cared by the Lord.
我们希望神的眼目时常看顾我们的儿女。
And we hope that the eyes of the Lord constantly watch over our children.
我们希望神的恩典时常滋润我们的生命。
And we hope that the grace of God continually guides our footsteps.
所以在这里，摩西告诉以色列百姓。
So here Moses tells the Israelites.
神所为你预备的。
What the Lord has prepared for you.
神所想要赐给你的。
And what he wants to give you.
乃是那他所应许福气天降甘霖，让你得到滋润。 润的土地。
It is a land which drinks water from the rain of heaven.
他说从岁首从一开始到结束都是神所祝福的。
And from the beginning of the year to the very end of the year, it is a land in which the Lord blesses.
但是我们如果看第十一章。
But if we look at chapter 11,
在这里告诉我们说你的生命要得到神的祝福应许有一些要求跟条件。
It tells us there are requirements in order for you to receive the blessing of the Lord.
我们看回来第十一章。
Let's turn back to chapter 11.
11章的第四节。
11 verse 4.
我们看第三节。
Verse 3.
并他在埃及中向埃及王法老并全地所行的所显显所行的神迹奇事第四节。
Verse 4.
也没有看见他怎样带埃及的军兵车马他们追赶你们的时候神怎么样使红海的水淹没他们把他们灭绝直到今日第五节。
Verse 5.
并他在旷野怎么样带你们以致你们来到这个地方。在这里摩西一开始谈到什么？
What does Moses talk about in the beginning?
摩西告诉以色列百姓，
Moses tells the Israelites,
在你们要进去得享安息，在你们进去得着福气以前，
Before you were able to enter into the rest and blessing,
你们要记住一件事情，
You have to remember something,
就是你的神曾经施大能的手把你引出埃及，
Which is that the Lord had his outstretched arm led you out of the Egypt.
在埃及地显了十大灾殃，
And in Egypt he had the 10 plagues,
并且为你分开红海，
and he separated the Red Sea for you.
最后淹没埃及追兵，救了你一命。
And in the end, he drowned the Egyptian soldiers and saved your lives.
当你走入旷野之后，
and after you walked through the wilderness,
因为你一无所有，
because you had nothing.
所以神让天降玛纳，让磐石出水。
Manna came from heaven and water came from the rock.
所以有云柱火柱引领你的道路。
And the pillar of the cloud and pillar of fire led you.
有会幕成为你信仰的中心。
And the tabernacle became the center of your faith.
有神在你的生命当中给你祝福。
And because God was in your life, he blessed you.
所以呢，一开始摩西所提到的是请你回想过去的恩典。
And so what Moses tells them to remember first is the blessings that God has given them.
你想要得到福气，你想要得到神的平安。
Do you want to receive the blessings of the Lord and the
peace of the Lord? 你就要学会数算你生命中的恩典。
Then we need to learn to count our blessings.
一个人如果永远只懂得非常负面的抱怨，
If a person only knows to be negative and complain,
会在抱怨当中把原本要给你的福气都把它抛弃了。
Then all the blessings that are originally supposed to be given to you will be taken away.
你想一想啊。
Let's think about this.
一个人常常感谢。
When a person constantly gives thanks.
对比一个人常常抱怨。
And compare that to a person who constantly complains.
如果今天你是神，
If you were God,
你会喜欢谁？
Who would you like?
你会愿意祝福谁？
Who would you want to bless?
如果一个人常讲，没有啦，我都没有恩典，神一点都不爱我，什么都没有给我。
If someone says, God doesn't love me, God has never given me anything or blessed me at all.
那很奇怪啦，给了这么多，你还是说什么都没有。
And God has already given you so much, and you say you have nothing.
永远都只有抱怨。
And all you do is complain.
那干脆就不要给你好了嘛。
Then I might as well not give you anything.
反正给了你，你也不珍惜。
Because when I give you something, then you don't treasure it.
送给你啊，祝福你，你也没有感受。
And when you're blessed, you don't realize it.
像这种人啊，有祝福没祝福都一样啊，不要祝福他算了。
And so for this kind of person, whether or not they're blessed, it's the same. So might as well not bless them.
但是对那个懂得知恩惜福常感谢的人。
But for the person that is able to constantly give thanks.
他说哇像这种人啊神就要加添更多的恩典在他的生命当中。
God will give them more and more blessings.
所以今天数算恩典是一个人蒙恩的开始。
And so to count our blessings is the beginning of being blessed.
在这里摩西提醒以色列百姓。
And so here Moses reminds the Israelites.
说你千万不要忘记你的过去。
Please do not remember your past.
不要忘记你从前在埃及过得有多么的悲惨。
Do not forget the kind of life you had in Egypt and how
不要忘记神怎么样施恩拯救带领你出来。
And do not forget how the Lord protected you and guided you out.
不要忘记在旷野当中神怎么样孜孜不倦地来看顾着你。
And do not forget how the Lord watched over you while you were in the wilderness.
但是啊，人其实有一个非常糟糕的个性。
But man has a very terrible personality.
就是人对好事非常容易忘记。
which is that it's very easy for us to forget the good that has happened.
但是啊，对一些不好的事啊，念念不忘，从不放手。
But we constantly remember all the negative things that have happened.
不是这样子吗？
Isn't this true?
有时候啊，作为传道者，我们要帮一些有争执的夫妻啊，做婚姻辅导。
Sometimes as a pastor, we have to do marriage counseling for couples who are fighting.
有时候啊，进去啊，哇，看两个人啊，哇，这样子横眉竖眼的，哇，脸红脖子粗啊。
And you see that these people are very angry and their faces are red.
就跟他们讲说，坐下，坐下，坐下，坐下。
And you tell them to sit down.
不要坐这么近，一人在一人坐一边，等下打起来啊。
Don't sit too close or that you're going to fight, so sit further apart.
搞什么啊，结婚都二三十年了，还是这个样子啊。
You've been married for 20 or 30 years, why are you like this?
然后呢，就给他们聊一聊，做一些辅导。
And then if you start chatting with them and counsel them.
常常我们会拿纸，拿白纸出来啊。
And sometimes we'll bring out a piece of white paper.
然后呢，就告诉他们说，来来来。写下你心中对对方印象最深、最感动你的一件事啊。
Write down something that your spouse has done for you that touches you the most.
我还记得有一次我就这样做。
And I remember I did this once.
结果那个太太就把纸给我丢回来。
And the wife threw the paper back at me.
没有，什么都没有。
There's nothing. There's nothing he did.
我想说什么都没有，那你嫁给他干嘛？
And I thought if he's never done anything, why'd you marry him?
如果真的什么都没有，你嫁给他，你问题很大啊。
If he never did anything, you married him, then there's a big problem.
一定有啊。
He must have done something.
你们是自己认识结婚的啊。
I mean,You guys got together yourselves and got married.
又不是像古代那种用媒人这样子，哇，连面都没有见过。你们是自己认识、自己交往、自己结婚的啊。
I mean, you guys got together yourselves, you dated, and you got married.
所以怎么可能都没有
？So how is it possible that there's nothing?
所以啊，那个太太很生气啊，没有，从来没有。
And the wife still got very angry and said nothing. He did nothing.
从结婚那一天开始都没有对我好。
From the day we got married, he's never treated me well.
哇，那个结婚那一天啊，哇，那个最后那一次。他吃掉了，没有给我吃，通通都记得啊。
On the day of our marriage, he ate the last shrimp. He didn't even give me anything to eat.
真的啊，好事通通不记得。
So we often forget the good
things. 没有关系，没有关系，来纸翻页哈，纸把翻到另外一面。
Let's flip the paper to the other side.
来，我们来写出最让你受不了、你最不满、你最希望对方调整的事情。
And let's write down what are the things that bother you the most that you wish your other half would change.
哇，两个人啊，正笔直书啊，一直写，一直写。And 哇，比以前考大学还认真啊。
And the two started writing very furiously, even more studiously than taking their college exams.
跟传道讲说，传道可以再拿一张纸吗
？And they asked Pastor, can I get another sheet of paper?
很奇怪啊。
It's strange.
你跟你生命当中最亲近的人。
For this person who you are closest to in your life.
但是你脑海里面永远记得是他怎么对不起你，他对哪里不好，谁得他怎么得罪了你，永远都只记得这些事情。
You will only remember the things that they've done wrong to you.
一个人当他活在这种充满了抱怨跟不满，只有停留在这种痛苦的深渊当中。
A person who constantly lives in this negativity and complaints and sorrow.
其实到最后伤害的是谁？
Who do they harm in the end?
其实到最后伤害的是自己啊。
In the end, you harm yourself.
所以神要我们学会一件事情。
So God wants us to learn something.
就是学习在生命当中欣赏你所得到的一切。
Which is to enjoy everything that God has given you.
可能不是最好。
Maybe it's not the best.
可能也不是最多。
Maybe it's not the most.
可能也不能跟别人攀。
Maybe you can't compare what you have to others.
但是懂得欣赏的人，能够在人生的每一个角落都发觉生命的美。
But a person who is able to enjoy what they have received is able to see the beauty in life.
当你学会看见生命的美，
when we're able to see the beauty in life,
你就能够开始体会你人生的好，你信仰的好。
Then you'll be able to see the goodness of life.
你会突然发觉说，人生不再是黑白的。
And then life will no longer be black and white.
其实生命当中有趣的事情不少。
And the interesting things in life are many.
当你这样子，当你有这样的生命看见，
And when we see life in this way,
你就会突然发觉说，其实人生可以活得很美好。
Then you'll find that you can live life very happily.
你左看再右看。
And you look on your left or right,
你会发现说，原来神在你生命中的祝福一点都不少。
You'll find that God has blessed you greatly.
但是如果一个人非常的负面，
But if a person is very negative,
我可以告诉你，就算有恩典， 你也看不见啊。
Then no matter if you have blessings or not, you can't see them.
啊，所以在这里告诉我们的第一件事情。
And so the first thing we must do.
神对他们说，摩西对他们讲说，想想埃及，想想旷野，你就会知道今天应当感恩。
God and Moses told the Israelites to remember Egypt, and you will think about today and be thankful.
而学会感恩的人，就能够预备好要领受更多的福气。
And the person who is thankful can prepare themselves to receive more blessings.
所以这是回想过去。
And so we must remember the past.
但是人不能只有回想过去而已。
But we cannot only remember the past.
回想过去叫感恩。
To remember the past is to be thankful.
我们还要努力现在。
But we must be diligent for the present.
那努力现在我们需要做什么呢？
And so to be diligent in the present, what should we do?
我们看生命记的第十一章。
Let's look at Deuteronomy 11.
生命记的第十一章。
Deuteronomy 11.
第八节。
Verse 8.
第八节，所以你们要守我今日所吩咐的一切诫命，使你们胆壮，能以进去得你们所要得的那地。第九节，并使你的日子在主向你们列祖起誓应许给他们和他们后裔的地上得以长久，那是流奶与蜜之地啊。在这里第一个我们要努力的目标。
What is the first thing we must strive towards?
这里说你要守神所吩咐的律例跟典章。
You shall keep every commandment which I command you today.
然后在这里摩西告诉他们。
Moses tells them.
他说你要守诫命。
You must keep the commandments.
才会有勇气。
Then you will be strong.
然后你才能进去得地业。
And only then can you go in and possess the land which you crossed.
这个时候的以色列人还没有得到应许之地。
Israelites had not received the promised land at this time.
所以在这里摩西特别告诉他们啊，
so Moses specifically tells them,
他说你想要进去得恩典吗？
Do you want to go in and receive
blessing? 你希望生命当中有祝福吗？
Do you want to be blessed in your life?
你觉得很奇怪，怎么信耶稣信这么久还没有得到吗？
Do you ever feel like you've believed in Jesus for so long and have not received anything?
很简单啊，问题可能是你是基督徒，但是你都不听话。
Then the solution is very simple. Maybe you're a Christian, but you don't ever listen to the word of God.
虽然信耶稣，但是啊不读圣经。
So maybe we believe in the Lord, but we don't read the Bible.
知道有神，但是不祷告。
We know God exists, but we don't pray.
啊，知道有责任，但是不参与圣工。
We know we have responsibilities, but we don't partake in holy.
啊，甚至连最基本的准时来聚会都做不到。
And even the most simple coming to church on time, we can't do.
有时候晚上可能因为你要上班，你要赶时间，所以晚上那个或者是塞车。晚上有时候早点到晚点到，这是难免。
Sometimes on evening services, for us to be on time is maybe more challenging because of traffic.
啊，但是啊，安息日迟到其实是没有什么太好的理由。
But there shouldn't be too much of an excuse to be late on Sabbath day.
啊，为什么？因为时间是你自己的。
Because it's your own time.
啊，你呢？咖啡喝快一点，你就准时到了。
If you drink coffee a little bit quicker, then you'll be on time.
啊，有时候啊，我们信徒算得很准。
Sometimes believers count to the last minute.
啊，其实啊，也没有迟到哦。
And they may not be late.
但是就是摇钟那一瞬间就进到会堂里面了。
But,
哎呀，刚好赶上。
But as soon as the bell rings and they have just made it in.
啊，其实真的有需要算得这么准吗？
But do we need to count so meticulously?
啊，让我想到一件事啊。
It reminds me of something.
啊，我有一个好朋友。
I have a good friend.
啊，我从高中，他是我来美国交的第一个朋友。
He's my first friend I made in the U.S.
啊，所以我们很好，从高中就认识了。
And so we knew each other since high school.
啊，等我们毕业啊，大家都在上班。
And after we graduated and started working,
我这个同学啊，他的工作一直不是很顺利。
My classmate's work was always not very smooth.
啊，所以我就介绍一个工作给他。
And so I referred him to a job.
我介绍到他到我以前上班的那个竞争对手那边去。Competitor.
Oh, so I introduced him to my competitor.
就介绍他去那边工作。
And I asked him to go work there.
我那时候我的同学刚来到加州。
And he had just come to California at the time.
所以也没有车子。
He had no car.
所以我每天早上我都载他去上班，他住在我家，每天早上我都载他去上班。
And he lived at my house, so I would drive him to work every day.
然后载完他之后，我再去上班。
And then after I drove him to work, then I would go to work.
他是九点要到公司。
He was supposed to be at work at 9 a.m.
我是随便自由，看什么时候想去上班的。
And I can go to work whenever I want.
所以我都九点八点多就把他带到公司。
And so I would bring him to work at around 8.
结果有一天我们去的晚了。
And so one day we were late.
9:02. 到公司，印象很深啊，9:02到公司。
And I remember this very clearly. We got to work at 9:02.
哦，我真不好意思啊，哇，今天迟到了，不好意思，今天让你迟到哦。
And I said, I'm so sorry, I made you late today.
哎，结果他不下车。
And then he didn't get off the car.
很奇怪啊，我说你迟到嘞。
And I said, you're late. Why don't you get out?
那你怎么不下车？
Why don't you get off the car?
为什么不下车？
Why don't you get off the car?
他就跟我说啊。
And he told me.
他说啊，这间公司哦，那个时间算得很紧。
He said this company counts time very seriously.
它是每15分钟一个 interval, 就是每15分钟算一次。
And so they count their intervals in every 15 minutes.
所以你迟到的话，从9:02到9:15扣的钱是一样的。
And so if you are late from 9 to 9:15, or between 9 and 9:15, then the amount of money they take out from your paycheck is the same.
他说我不要这么早进去。
He said, I don't want to be going so early.
我要在这里坐到9:14我才进去。
I'm going to sit here till 9:14 and then I'm going to go in.
很会计较啊，一点都不让啊，一点都不让啊。
It's very meticulous.
我心里在想啊，兄弟啊，你是还在 probation 呢。
And I thought to myself, brother, you're still on probation.
你还在那个三个月的试用期，你就这么计较。
You're still on probation, you're still being so meticulous?
啊，是啦，你早进去好像你就亏了嘛，对不对？
Of course, if you go in early, then it seems like you're at a loss.
可是我跟他讲说啊，你如果想要在公司啊，要你希望有走出一个，你希望有 career 哈，就是你希望能够走出自己人生的职业的话，你不能够这样子算的。
And I told him, if you want to have a career, a long-term career, you can't count time like this.
因为你在做的这些事情啊，其实你的主管都有在看。
Because your boss is looking at you.
一个非常计较一点点都要跟公司算得这么清楚的人。
For a person who wants to count time like this with their company,
你觉得公司会给他托付什么样重大的使命、重大的工作跟重大的职位啊？
Do you think the company will give them a really big responsibility?
但是我跟他讲没有用哦。
But it didn't matter what I told him.
我跟他讲说啊，没有关系啊，吃亏就是占便宜啊，早点进去也没有关系啊，你就去泡个咖啡啊，什么让主管看到说你已经尽量赶来，这不是很好吗？
I said, you should just go in. Try to show your bosses that you tried your best to come in early, make some coffee. Isn't that okay?
不行，
and he said no.
绝对不下车。
He wouldn't get out the car.
我心里想说，我虽然上班时间很自由。
And I thought to myself, even though I have a very free time, a lot of free time for my work.
但是我把你再来，你把我拖在这边，你也不会不好意思啊。
But I already brought you here, and you're gonna make me sit here and wait for you.
真的9:13下车。
And then at 9:13 he got out of the car.
啊，然后进公司，他说这样他才没有亏。
And then he went into the company and he felt okay with it.
啊，真的啊，他在那公司现在做了可能超过10年哦。
He's probably been at that company for over a decade.
还是在一样的位置。
He's still in the same position.
升不上去的。
He can't get promoted.
为什么？因为他就是那种每个都要跟你算到计较到，我绝对不能吃一点点的亏。
Because he's so picky with his time, he won't take any loss for himself.
啊，却不知道说啊，这种最会算小便宜的人，损失才是最大的。
But he doesn't realize that a person who does this is the one who's at a greatest loss.
那其实有时候啊，我们跟神是不是也是这样
？Aren't we the same with God sometimes?
什么都要算得很清。
We want to be very clear with him.
有一天，有一个信徒跟我说啊
，One day a believer told me.
跟我说啊，传道你聚会。要准时，你聚会结束要准时。
He told me, Pastor, you need to be very on time with ending your sermons.
啊，我们传道遇到这种事啊，都要先道歉啊，对不起啊，那个又拖时间啊。
And then I have to first apologize. I'm sorry, I went overtime again.
你知道他跟我说什么？
And then you know what he said to me?
他说啊，安息日10:00到3:00属于神。
He told me on Sabbath day from 10 to 3 p.m. belongs to God.
超过三点，传道你占用到我的时间。
After 3 p.m., you're using up my time.
啊，我们那个时候年纪轻。年纪轻比较没礼貌哦。
At the time I was younger and I was a bit more rude.
我就跟他讲说，那你走啊。
I told him, okay, leave.
没有人挡着你啊，脚长在你身上啊，三点到你走啊，我没有意见啊。
No one's preventing you to leave. You can leave at 3.
啊，我只是希望说啊，你跟神算得这么清，10:00到3:00我可以给你，3:01你不要占我的时间，随便你，随便你。
If you're going to be so picky with God, then that's fine. Do what you want.
因为这跟我没有关系的。
Because that's nothing to do with me.
这是你跟神的关系。
This is between you and God.
所以你跟神这样子算，用这样子的方法跟神算账。
And if you use this kind of ways to settle accounts with God.
你有没有想到说，要是神也用一样的态度来对你呢？
Have you ever thought about if God used the same way to deal with us?
今天没有祷告，今天早上出门没有祷告，不虔诚，出门车祸。
It's this morning, you didn't pray and you're not reverent, so you're going to go out and have a car accident.
啊，中午吃饭的时候没有谢饭，不懂得感恩，下班就让你失业。
At lunch, you didn't say grace and didn't know how to give thanks, then I'm going to make you lose your job.
晚上回到家里有时间没有来聚会懒惰。
You had time after work to come to service, but you didn't come, so you're lazy.
晚上就病倒了，急诊送医院。
You're going to be sick and go to the hospital.
你想想说，如果神真的按照我们的行为来对待我们每一个人
，If God used our actions to deal with us,
啊，这个真的讲实话，明天能不能见到大家都不知道啊。
Then to be honest, I don't know if I could see you all tomorrow.
所以我们今天要常常要感谢神的怜悯跟宽容。
So we need to be constantly thankful for God's forgiveness and grace.
因为你跟我都是活在恩典中的人。
Because we're all living in grace.
哦，所以啊，在这里提醒我们啊。
So it reminds us here.
提醒我们说啊，你啊，要遵守神的诫命，要在这美地上面得福。
That we must keep every commandment so that we can receive the blessings in this beautiful land.
就是我们的生活当中，我们的生命里面要重视信仰。
Which is that we must place emphasis on our faith.
所以啊，在我们今天这个走向这个2020年新的开始。
So as we walk into 2020,
我们就要调整一下生活，改变一下习惯。
We need to transform our lives and change our habits.
真的，早来十分钟，你没有多大的损失啊。
If you come to church 10 minutes early, you're not going to be at that great of a loss.
可是你早来十分钟，可能会改变，完全改变神对你的态度。
But if you come to church early, ten minutes early, then perhaps it will change God's attitude.
所以在这里第一个告诉我们的是，我们要谨守遵行神的律例典章。
Here it tells us to keep every commandment which God has
commanded us. 就能够在这美地上得享福分。
So that we may receive blessing in the land which God has given us.
第二个我们看回来《生命记》的第十一章。
Let's turn back to Deuteronomy 11.
十一章的第十三节。
11 verse 13.
十三节。
13.
十三节说：你们若留心听从我今日所吩咐的，爱主你们的神，尽心尽性侍奉他，必按时降秋雨春雨在你们的地上，使你们可以收藏五谷、新酒并油。第十五节，他也必使你吃得饱足，并使野地为你的牲畜长草。在这里是第二个要得恩典福分的要求。
This is the second requirement to receive the blessing of the Lord.
什么要求呢
？What was the requirement？
这里说你要尽心尽性的侍奉神。
That you must serve him with all your heart and with all
your soul. 所以信仰的路不是只有守道理而已。
Our life of faith does not end at keeping the commandments.
更要行道理，并且要能够侍奉神。
We must act on the word of God and serve the Lord.
所以教会的圣工不是传道长职负责人的事情。
And so the holy work of the church is not just the work of the pastors and the holy workers.
我们今天有少数的信徒，他的工作只是负责来聚会。
Today in the church we have a number of members whose only holy work is to come to service.
好像说，好像意思就是我有来已经不错了。
Which is to say, the fact that I've been here is already good enough.
我有聚会已经很给神面子了。
For me to come to church is giving God face.
有时候我们觉得说啊，我只要有聚会就可以了。
Sometimes we say we think we come to church and that's good enough.
但是这里讲说，你希望神，你希望能够得到春雨秋雨，要能够收藏五谷得到满足吗
？But do you want to receive the early and latter rain to have the grain, the new wine, and the oil?
那你就要主动参与教会的侍奉才可以。
Then we must proactively partake in the holy work of the church.
所以这是第二个对你我的要求。
This is the second requirement for you and I.
就是一个人一定要懂得感恩，并且要愿意去回报神的爱。
Which is that we must learn to be thankful and learn to repay the love of God.
并且你会在侍奉的工作当中，参与圣工的工作当中，你会更多的体验，能够更多的恩典。
And in our servitude, we'll receive more experience with God and more blessings.
我们看圣经当中这些重要的工人。
If we look at the important workers of the Bible,
他们是不是都是在侍奉的路上能够亲手摸到神
？That they not all personally touch God in their servitude?
所以这是第二个这里摩西给你我提醒的地方。
So this is the second thing that Moses reminds you and I.
我们都要想想我们到底能够做什么。
We must think about what we can do.
因为每一个人一定都有工作可以做。
Because we all have work we can do.
这是如果你没有，代表你没有想，你没有找。
If you don't have any work, then you're not thinking hard enough.
或者只是你不愿意。
Or maybe we're not willing.
因为做圣工需要你额外的付出。
Because doing holy work requires sacrifice.
参与需要你花下你的时间跟精神。
Requires us to use our time and energy.
我们现今的人在教会的时间越来越少。
Sorry.
现代的人 愿意花在教会的时间越来越少。
Nowadays, people are less willing to spend time in the church.
因为在世界上好玩的东西越来越多。
Because there's too many things in the world that are fun.
我还记得我小的时候。
When I was young.
小的时候聚会完我们都不太回家的。
After church, we wouldn't really go home.
为什么不回家？
Why wouldn't we go home?
因为晚上聚会完回家就会被妈妈压着去睡觉啊。
Because after church, if we went home, then mom would tell us to go to sleep.
所以我们常常都是晚上聚会完就围着钢琴就有人弹琴唱赞美诗啊。
So after church, we would have someone play piano, and we circle the piano and sing hymns.
星期六下午聚会也没有人在赶着回家的。
And after church on Sabbath, no one was rushing to go home.
为什么？因为平常生活很无聊，在教会里面跟大家有这么多的朋友，大家聚在一起多好。
Because when we went home, it would be really boring, but at church we could fellowship with our friends.
尤其是以前早时候那留学生很多。
Especially back then, there were a lot of foreign students.
那个年代的留学生都很穷啊。
When we were all really poor.
你问黄传道就知道了，那个年代的留学生都很辛苦啊。
If you ask Pastor Huang, then you'll know they were all really they had a lot of troubles.
忘了。所以那时候我们在纽约有很多这样子来留学来读书的学生啊。
So in New York we had a lot of foreign students.
因为平常生活比较辛苦，而且工作比较繁忙。
And so life was a little bit more bitter, and we had a lot of work to do.
所以每次教会如果有个聚餐全部人通通到齐啊。
And so if there was any type of meal at church, then everyone would show up.
非常热闹。
It would be very A lot of people would be there.
因为在那里有你的家人，有你的朋友，还有好吃的东西。
Because your friends and family would be there, and there would be good food.
但是现今的社会完全变了。
But today's society is completely different.
教会这个弄个火锅还要拜托大家留下来啊。
If we even have hot pot at church, we have to beg people to stay.
为什么？因为你们平常吃的太好啊。
Why? Because everyone eats so well at home.
你看那个现在火锅拿出来，小孩说我不要吃这个。
And so now we bring out the hot pot, and the kids say, I don't want to eat this.
二三天看你要。不要吃。
I'm going to starve you for two or three days. Then you'll see you want to eat it.
现在的生活太好，所以就觉得没什么。
Life is too good nowadays, so these kinds of things are nothing to us.
因为生活太忙，所以没时间给教会。
And life is so busy, so we don't have time to give to church.
因为好玩的事情太多，所以教会变得没有吸引力。
And the world is too fun, so church has no attraction to us anymore.
所以聚会到一半就开始看手表。
And so after service is when service is about halfway through, then we start looking at our watches.
我等一下有跟朋友约好要去做这个，要去做那个，要去玩什么，晚上要去吃哪里。
I already made appointments to have a meal with my friends and go out with my friends.
然后越做越紧张，然后就越做越生气。
And the longer we sit, the angrier we get.
我有一次聚会到一半就有一个信徒在后面给我晃手表。
Once I was giving service and halfway through, one of the members started waving their watch.
我是站在讲台上不好意思，我们就说你去啊，你去啊。
And I was standing on the pulpit, but I wanted to tell him go. You need.
真的我才超过一点点的时间而已。
I had only went over time by a tiny bit.
为什么？因为现今的世界世界吸引力太大了。
Why? Because the world is too attractive today.
小朋友急着要回家，玩电脑、玩电动、玩手机，谁给的？都是你
Kids want to go home and play their video games, play their phone, and where do they get them from? From their parents.
你就很奇怪说，为什么我的孩子都不喜欢留在教会？问你啊。
And you might think, why don't my kids ever want to stay in church? And we should ask ourselves.
什么都是你给他的，他当然不想留在教会啊。
Because you've given them everything they need, so they don't want to stay in church.
你如果跟他讲清楚
If you tell them clearly.
安息日这一整天，通通不准玩。
That on the Sabbath day, the whole day, you can't play with any of this.
你在地上打滚都没有用。
Even if you throw a tantrum on the floor, then it still won't work.
用一个买一个保险柜不是放现金，也不是放黄金的，放那个游戏机。
Buy a safe, not for gold or money, but to put all the games and the phones.
你如果这样子一次、两次、三次、五次、十次，你的小孩知道怎么闹，反正星期六就是通通不准玩。
If we do this multiple times, and it doesn't matter how much our kids throw tantrums, they will know that they can't do this on the Sabbath day.
没有手机，没有平板，没有游戏机，没有电视。
No TV, no video games, no cell phones.
你要是能够坚持，你会发现说你的孩子不急着回家。
If we are insistent on this, then our kids will not be rushing to go home.
教会里还有其他的小朋友啊。
There are other kids at church.
人家在外面跑来跑去打篮球啊。
There are kids playing basketball outside.
下那个聚会回家之后，没事情做只能坐在那里发呆啊。
And if you go home, they're just going to sit there and stare at the wall.
他就留下来了。
And then they will want to stay.
对他来讲，教会就很有趣啦。
And then for them, church will be very interesting.
所以孩子不喜欢来教会，不喜欢留下来，其实。 是有原因的。
When kids don't like to come to church or stay at church, there's a reason.
啊，这扯得太远了。
Sorry, we're kind of far from the
point. 啊，所以第二个，这里告诉我们说，你要侍奉神啊。
So the second thing here is that we must serve the Lord.
啊，作为父母，啊，作为长辈，作为父母亲，作为新生一代的人。
And so as the,
我们那个不同的年代哈。
Or as parents, as the elders, parents, and young adults.
啊，我们要在教会当中找到自己侍奉的管道。
We need to find the way we can serve the Lord in the church.
一定都有。
There's something we can all do.
啊，有一位老姐妹。
There's an elderly sister.
那这老姐妹年纪很大啊。
Very, very elderly.
啊，他以前参与很多圣工。
She used to partake in a lot of holy work.
哦，常常啊，跟着传道，跟着负责人出去访问。
She would go with the pastors on visitations.
啊，但是啊，因为年纪大了所以啊，他们就比较不敢，因为年纪很大，就不太敢带他出去了。
And because she got older, they were a little bit hesitant to bring her on visitations.
啊，老人家都会提早安息日会提早来教会。
A lot of elderly people will come to church early.
啊，然后啊，这个老姐妹来到教会之后啊，就会去洗个抹布，然后就开始擦擦桌子，擦擦椅子。
And this elderly sister would go get a towel after church, wash it, and go wipe the tables and wipe the chairs.
啊，因为他们那时候都是坐那个板凳哈，那种折叠的那个圆形桌，她就会这样子啊，一个一个擦，把它擦干净啊。
And they used to have those round tables, and so she would go one by one and wipe the tables.
啊，那年轻人来了以后啊，哇，一看啊，哇，糟糕不得了了。
And when the young people came and saw that, then they felt very ashamed.
哇，怎么啊，让老人家做这种事情啊？赶快请阿嬷坐下来啊。
And then they would feel like, oh, how can we let this elderly grandma do this? Please sit.
啊，阿嬷，阿嬷，你坐，你坐，你休息，你休息，我们来就好了。
Grandma, please sit, please sit, and then we'll go and wipe the tables.
啊，结果阿嬷就很生气啊。
And then the grandma got very angry.
阿嬷很生气啊，说你们这些小孩子怎么回事啊？
What's wrong with you children?
他说哇，阿嬷老了。
Yes, I am old.
阿嬷做不了太多。
And I can't do much.
阿嬷就擦擦桌子，擦擦椅子。
So I'm going to wipe the tables and wipe the chairs.
啊，这种圣工你们还跟我抢，你这孩子没良心啊。
And you guys have no conscience. You even want to steal away this holy work from me?
啊，其实啊，那个年轻人是怕阿嬷会累到啊，或者是会跌倒啊。
And of course, these young people were afraid that the grandma would fall.
啊，但是啊，这个阿嬷就是觉得说，我要用我所能够做到的多为主耶稣做一点。
But this grandma thought that she wants to do more for the Lord, whatever she can do.
啊，就算不能擦桌子，我还可以祷告啊。
Even if she can't wipe the table, she can pray.
啊，常常为教会，常常为工人，常常为慕道朋友祷告。
Pray for the pastors, pray for the church, pray for the holy workers.
这也是圣工啊。
This is also holy work.
啊，所以啊，一定有工作可以做。
So there's work for all of us to do.
请问你的担负，你在神的家中，神的眼中，你的担负是什么？
And so what is your position in the House of God.
我们看回来啊，《生命记》的第十一章。
Let's turn back to Deuteronomy 11.
生命记的第十一章。
Deuteronomy chapter 11.
十六节。
16.
十六节。
16.
你们要谨慎，免得心中受迷惑，就偏离正路，去侍奉敬拜别的神。第十七节。
17.
神的怒气就会向你们发作，使天闭塞不下雨。地也不出产，使你们在神所赐你们的美地上速速的灭亡。这里讲到第三件事啊。
This is the third requirement.
啊，所以啊，第一个告诉我们说要守道。
The first requirement was to keep the word of God.
啊，守道理啊。
To keep the word of God.
啊，第二个告诉我们，我们必须要侍奉，要参与圣工。
Second is to serve.
啊，第三个讲到就是我们的生活了。
The third talks about our daily life.
啊，这里讲说你们要力行正道，不偏左右。
That you should keep the word of God and do not stray from the right or the left.
信仰不是一种知识，也不是一种理论跟学说。
Faith is not a theory or knowledge.
信仰就是我们的生活。
It is our life.
所以人要从看到你就认识耶稣才可以啊。
And so people need to see us and be able to know Jesus.
我们来看约翰福音的第一章。
Let's look at John chapter 1.
约翰福音第二章哦。
Sorry, John chapter 2, Gospel of John 2.
我们看约翰福音的第二章。
Gospel of John chapter 2.
对不起，第一章，第一章啊。
Chapter one.
约翰福音的第一章。
Gospel of John, chapter one.
第三十八节。
Verse 38.
三十八节。
38.
耶稣转过身来，看见他们跟着，就问他们说：“你们要什么？”他们说：“拉比在哪里住？”第三十九节。
39.
耶稣说：“你们来看。”他们就去看他在哪里住。这一日就与他同住，那时约有深圳了。第四十节，听见约翰的话，跟从耶稣的两个人，一个是西门彼得的哥哥安德烈。四十一，他先找到自己的哥哥西门，对他说：“我们遇见 弥赛亚了，就领他去见耶稣。这一段是我们很熟悉的内容。
This is a very, this is a passage we're really familiar with.
说啊，有两个人来找耶稣。
Two people came to find Lord Jesus.
啊，问说，耶稣，耶稣啊，你住在哪里
？And asked Jesus, where are you staying?
耶稣说，你来看啊。
And he said, come and see.
他们就去看耶稣。
They went to go see where he was staying.
看耶稣住在哪里
？See where he was staying.
然后那一天就跟他住在一起。
And remained with him for the rest of the day.
圣经里面说。那一天住完之后，他们就认识弥赛亚，认识救主了。
And then after that, they came to know the Lord, the Messiah.
他们原本叫耶稣叫什么？
What did they call the Lord Jesus in the beginning?
原本叫耶稣叫拉比。
They called him Rabbi.
拉比就是老师啦，有智慧的人啦。
Rabbi means teacher, one who has wisdom.
这个拉比可以对很多人用。
They can use Rabbi to call anyone.
啊，只要是他们尊重的、有智慧的、讲话很有知识的，都可以叫拉比。
They can call anyone who has wisdom or knowledge or anyone who they respect a Rabbi.
但是在跟耶稣同住之后，就从拉比变成弥赛亚。
But after they lived with the Lord Jesus and they went from Rabbi to Messiah.
因为看见耶稣的生活。而看到救恩的主宰
because they saw the life of the Lord Jesus and salvation.
啊，所以这是我们今天要努力的目标。
So this is the goal we should strive towards today.
叫做行在正路不偏左右
which is to walk on the right road and not straying from the right.
所叫人因为看见你的好行为，就归荣耀给神。
So when people see our good works, they will give glory to the Lord.
啊，所以我们的生活。告诉神我们的信仰到底是怎么样的。
And our life will tell the Lord what our faith is like.
千万不要把信仰留在教会。
Let us not leave our faith only in the church.
不要来到会堂才知道要读经祷告。
Let's not only read the Bible and pray when we're in the church.
啊，有一次啊，我在跟一个慕道朋友聊天。
Once I was talking to a true seeker.
啊，这个慕道朋友是个年轻人。
She was a young true seeker.
啊，他是我们教会一个弟兄的。roommate 哈，就是他们租同一个 apartment。
Sorry, he was a roommate of a brother.
啊，结果啊，我们这个教会这个弟兄就带他来教会啊，来慕道。
And so the brother took him to church to seek after the truth.
啊，慕道了大概半年呐。
And so after truth seeking for about half a year.
有一天啊，这个慕道者就来问我一个问题。
The truth seeker asked me a question.
啊，问我说，传道啊。
Said pastor.
我们是不是只有在会堂才可以祷告
？Are we only allowed to pray in the chapel？
我想说这个问题很奇怪啊。
I thought this is a weird question。
我想说是不是有什么特殊的状况啊，需要这个特别关心了解啊
？Is there something going on that I need to spend more time caring about？
所以我就问他说，你为什么会这么问呢
？And so I asked him, why do you ask this question？
那这个慕道朋友说啊，我不知道啊，我就是很怕说教会有规定，只有来会堂才可以祷告，在家里是不可以的。
I just don't know. I am scared that there's a rule that I can only pray。In the chapel, not at home.
因为你看啊，我跟那个谁谁谁住在一起哦。我说住了半，他说住了半年，我从来没有看过他在家里祷告哎。
Because I've lived with this brother for half a year, and I've never seen him praying at home.
哦，所以我不是很确定，是不是因为教会规定在家里不可以祷告呢
？So I'm just not sure. Is it because the church has a rule that we can't pray at home?
哇，这样子一听啊，我就知道啦。
And then when I heard this, I knew.
哇，在教会可能是一个样子，回到家里又是另外一个样子。
That this person was probably like something at church, but very different at home.
我们教会这个弟兄可能在家里从来没有读经祷告。
Perhaps this brother had never read the Bible or prayed.
让这个慕道者觉得非常的疑惑到底怎么样
And so the truth seeker was very confused.
所以啊我们今天的生活其实就告诉身旁的人我们的信仰到底是怎么样
So our lives tell those around us what our faith is like.
所以不要只有在会堂来到教会安息日才变成一个基督徒
So let us not only become a Christian when we come to church.
因为我跟你保证神绝对不是只看你在教会的样子
Because I can promise you that God does not only look at us when we're in church.
神的眼目无处不在
God's eyes can see everything.
其实你平常的生活比你今天在这里更加的重要。
Because actually our daily life is more important than our life here and within the church.
他说啊，你要常常遵守神的道，走在神的路上。
We must constantly keep ourselves in the word of God and walk in his ways.
啊，这样子神的怒气就不会在你身上发作。
Lest the anger of the Lord be aroused against us.
啊，最后一个要求。
Last requirement.
我们看回来第十八节。
Let's look at verse 18.
生命记的第十一章十八节
Deuteronomy 11:18
这里说你们要将我的话记在心内留在意中记在手上为记号戴在额上为经文十九节
19.
也要教训你们的儿女无论坐在路上坐在家里行在路上躺下起来都要谈论这里是你要得福的第四个要求
This is the fourth requirement to receive blessing
你可能自己做得好 有做到第一点、第二点、第三点。
Maybe we have done the first three requirements really well.
你是一个好人。
We're a good person.
你遵守神的道理。
We keep the word of God.
你参与教会的圣工。
We serve in the church.
你走在信仰的正路上。
And we walk on the right way.
感谢主，你是个好人啊。
Thank God you're a good person.
因为你是好人，所以神就赐福给你。
And because you're a good person, God will bless you.
但是对你我来说。
But for you and I.
作为一个父母亲，作为一个有儿女的人。
As a parent with children.
请问你会喜欢看到儿女遭灾受苦吗？
Would you want to see your children suffer?
我想大家都不会吧。
I don't think so.
你会说，哎呀，感谢主啊，我现在生活不错啊，吃得蛮好。
Will we say, oh, thank God, my life is good, I'm eating well.
人家问说，哎，你小孩最近在干嘛？
And someone might ask us, what are your children doing?
他工作不顺利啦，现在失业啊，在做 homeless 啊，路边乞讨。
He lost his job, so he's a homeless man on the side.
我经过的时候都有丢两块钱给他。
And when I see him, I give him $2.
如果那是你的小孩，
if that was your child,
你会这样做吗？
Would you do that?
还觉得说其实我对他很好，每次经过都丢两块哦。
And think, oh, I actually treat him really well because I give him $2 every time I see him.
如果是你的小孩，你一定把他带回家。
If it was your child, you would bring him home.
对不对？给他吃，给他穿，给他住，给他洗干净。
Give him food, give him clothing, give him a shower.
给他鼓励，给他机会，帮他找工作，急得你比他更着急。
Encourage him and tell him to help him find a job, you'd actually be more nervous than he would be.
这才叫做正常的父母啊。
This is a normal parent.
但是在这里告诉我们。
But here it tells us.
他说当你做到第一点、第二点、第三点的时候。
After you have fulfilled the first three requirements.
你可以享福不代表你的子孙能够承受这样的恩泽。
You can receive blessing, but it doesn't mean that your children will.
只有当你把你的儿女带到神的面前。
Only when you bring your children to the presence of the Lord.
这里说，不论起来、坐下、躺下，你都要教训你的儿女。
Whether you rock by the way or lie down or rise up, you need to teach your children.
使他们将神的话存在心中。
So they keep the word of God in their hearts.
使他们认识神。
So they can know God.
使他们跟你一样。能够从神那里得到祝福。
So they can be like you and receive blessing from the Lord.
使你的后代子子孙孙能够不断的在美地上享福。
So that your future generations can continually receive blessings in the promised land.
所以今天我们的选择。
So today our choices.
会直接影响我们未来后代子孙他们的生命。
Will affect the lives of our future generations.
你的热心。
Our zeal.
会造就他们将来的信仰。
Can save their faith.
但是你的忽略
But if we neglect this,
可能最后使他们失去神的祝福
it can cause them to lose the blessing of the Lord.
所以在这里第四个
so the fourth requirement,
他告诉我们说当我们得到这个美地为业
after we have received this promised land,
我们记得要把儿女带在身边
we need to remember to bring our children
使他们认识神
so they can know God,
使他们将神的话存在心里
so they can keep the word of God in their hearts,
使他们像我们一样在这美地上多多享福
so they can be like the, us and, re,、and be blessed in the promised land.
也愿主耶稣祝福我们每一个人的家庭
May the Lord bless every one of our families.
如同在这里所说的
Like it says here.
他说你所得为业的那个地
That this promised land
第十一节、
that you have received as an
inheritance 他说是有山有谷雨水滋润之地
Is a land of hills and valleys which drink water from the rain of heaven.
愿你的人生
May our lives
所向是神所眷顾的
Be a life in which the God, Lord your God cares.
能够从岁首直到年终。
From the beginning of the year to the very end of the year.
愿神的眼目时常看顾你的家庭。
May the eyes of the Lord your God constantly be on your family.
一起来唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn together.
第十七首。
Hymn number 17.
我们唱第一节、第二节跟最后一节。
Let's sing 1, 2, and 4.
Thank you. 稣慈爱我难计算，只有创造。
最后一节
last verse。
一起来祷告。
Let us kneel down and pray together.